The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
In the grand scheme of things, it's probably not a big deal that a rock band can't get into WA to play a show. But the reason why Ballpark Music couldn't get into WA this week absolutely is a big deal. It's been a roller coaster week for the popular Queensland group, whose song Cherub made the top five of Triple J's last Hottest 100. Premier Mark McGowan made the announcement on Tuesday that the border restrictions to Queensland would be eased. That meant Ballpark Music could get into WA to play the Wine Machine gig in the Swan Valley tomorrow. The gig was originally supposed to happen at the start of the year, but COVID, you know how it goes. The band was stoked that things had finally worked out in their favour, and I got Dean, the guitarist from the band, on the phone yesterday to have a chat about what the last 18 months have been like for Musos. Let's have a listen.
It's just about kind of getting yourself in the right mind frame, I think, that, you know, you can't sort of really lock anything in or bank it until you've sort of walked off stage, to be honest. It's been... That sort of stuff's been difficult, but the more kind of gigs that go by, the more you just go, oh, well, I'm not going to get emotionally attached to these things until, you know, they're actually confirmed to happen. Because as we've seen, there's, you know, been bands in Australia that have been ready to walk on stage in certain states, and then, you know, they might have come from New South Wales to Queensland, and then, yeah, just before they're about to walk on, you know, they get told, oh, the rules have changed, you guys have to go straight to a hotel. So you just never know. It's been really difficult, but for us, we've been lucky, you know. We're just always grateful for any sort of gig that can go ahead these days.
Talk about jinxing it. Literally 2 hours after we spoke yesterday, Queensland Health reported an Uber driver had tested positive for COVID, and McGowan axed the plan to ease border restrictions with the Sunshine State. So guess what? No Ballpark Music in WA after all. Just so we're clear, playing music is a job for these guys, so the cancelled gig would have cost them thousands of dollars, and it's a bitter pill to swallow for all their fans here in WA. But when we look at why this keeps happening, there's no point blaming the state daddy, who is pretty trigger-happy when it comes to border restrictions. If you want to blame someone, blame all the West Aussies who haven't had the jab yet. If we had the same level of vaccination as Victoria and New South Wales, we'd be getting very close to the end of border restrictions altogether, but we're miles away from that. That's why we're going to keep seeing snap border closures and lockdowns. So roll up your sleeve, WA. There's really no other choice.